You are now listening to the English news of Cần Thơ Radio and Television Station. On May 10, Mr. Lê Quang Mạnh, member of the Party Central Committee, secretary of the Party Committee, head of the National Assembly delegation in Cần Thơ City, and other National Assembly deputies, Ms. Trương Thị Ngọc Ánh, Vice President of the Central Committee of Vietnam Fatherland Front, Mr. Đào Chí Nghĩa, Vice Head of the Delegation of the National Assembly of Cần Thơ City, had a meeting with voters in Ô Môn, Bình Thủy and Thới Lai District in Cần Thơ City. At the meeting, the National Assembly delegation announced the expected content, agenda of the fifth session, and activities of the city delegation from the beginning of 2023 to the present. At the same time, numerous voter opinions were also recorded. The Ministry of Transport had proposed a five-year pilot toll collection scheme for the Ho Chi Minh City, Trung Lương Expressway and the eight sections of the North-South Expressway, which were all funded by the state. Among the nine expressway projects, four are currently operational while five are expected to be completed before 2025. The Ministry of Transport plans to pilot toll collection for 5 years, starting from the date the plan is approved by the National Assembly until there is a law on toll collection on highways. The premise used to set the toll rate is that it should be corresponding with people's financial capacity and appropriate for the socio-economic circumstances in each location. According to the mining investment plan, the revenue after subtracting administrative costs will go directly to central or local state budget. The 8th Scientific Conference on Continuous Training and Odonto-Stomatology's exhibition has just opened in Cần Thơ. This is one of the three important annual activities organized by the Vietnam Odonto-Stomatology's Association. The conference gathers leading experts in Vietnam and neighboring countries. It has topics and contents such as implant, orthodontic treatment, endodontic treatment, new materials in industry, clinical practice on dental implants and endodontics, student forum with 19 scientific journals from 9 universities of medicine and pharmacy countrywide. On the morning of May 11, Cần Thơ Public Security organized the 70th anniversary of the traditional day of the Economic Security Force to review the glorious tradition of the Economic Security Force as well as praise and honor the collective and individuals who have made great achievements in the field of economic security in the work. Economic Security Chamber of Cần Thơ Public Security has implemented many important solutions in protecting the economic security of the city, developing plans to protect key projects. On the afternoon of May 10, the Industry and Trade Emulation Cluster of Mekong Delta Provinces, Cluster 11, including the provinces of Hậu Giang, An Giang, Kiên Giang, Bạc Liêu, Cà Mau and Cần Thơ City, the head of the cluster, signed a mutual agreement in 2023. With the theme Solidarity and Discipline, Flexible Bravery, Innovation, Timely Efficient, Locality Departments of Industry and Trade will lead the emulation movement and strive to successfully complete the political tasks assigned, while implement administrative reform and digital transformation, build an agency that meets the standard of safety in terms of security and order, an agency that meets cultural standard, while implementation of anti-corruption, thrift practice, and anti-waste in the units, so on and so forth. Following the success on the ceremony to export the first shipment of durian to China on March 17, on the morning of May 10, Ngọc Minh LS One Member Liability Limited Company solemnly held the opening ceremony of Cần Thơ Branch, launching the new establishment of export purchasing, packing durian and fruits. Launching the first establishment export purchasing, packing durian and fruits in Cần Thơ City not only helps stabilize the quality of fruits, reduces transportation costs to packing facilities as before, and contributes to creating jobs for local laborers. The medical staff and doctors from Cần Thơ University of Medicine and Pharmacy, in collaboration with the VAW organization from the U.S., have just visited and given free medications to students of Thới Lai Town Kindergarten, Thới Lai District. The delegation visited, screened for diseases and distributed free medications to nearly 500 children studying at Thới Lai Town Kindergarten. The purpose of this was to aid in the early diagnosis of serious illnesses in children, so that they could provide advice on efficient treatment options. After Te Lai Town Kindergarten, the delegation will visit Tung Tan Kindergarten on May 11 and Chung Sung Mo Primary School on May 12. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.